Okay, here I am. Joe's not here yet, so I'm going to start just to save time. And then I'll put in spaces so he can... I'll send this to him when we're all done, and then he can put in his... he can put in himself in the spaces if he wants to. Okay. Okay. I just started recording. Joe, can you give me a sound test?
Testing 1, 2, motherfuckers.
that's perfect. You sound excellent. Okay, yeah. Oh, do you have an intro ready?
Holla, 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 holla.
Wait, what? No, say that again.
Holla, 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 biatch.
Say that again.
I am trying to holla at you, bitch. Can you hear me?
You fucker. All right. Hello, everyone, and welcome to yet another episode of Just Be Cousins. I'm Jason Mark. With me in the studio, the virtual studio. There's got to be a better word for it than that. With me is Joe Neal, my brother from another mother, but the same grandmother.
Hello.
And tonight we're going to talk about motherfuckers, actually. I mean, that's just the literal truth. So, yeah, welcome to motherfucking JBC.
Holla.
I guess. All right. So, all right, I've done that. And Joe can chop out any of this stuff he wants to. I'm going to go ahead and hit pause on the recording when it comes in. Should I tell him that I'm recording? Okay. Part of me wants to not tell him, just, you know, so that I can tell him later, and he goes, ah, and he can always take out the parts that I recorded without his knowledge. But honestly, even recording him without his knowledge for like even 5 seconds seems to me like a betrayal, you know, like putting your hand on somebody's boob, even for a second. It's like, well, just put it there for a second. That's too much. Just the thing, just the fact that I even thought about it means that I thought about putting my hand on his boobs, which is probably, he's got nice boobs. Anyway, I'm gonna hit pause, and then we'll bring him back in. Hello.
Hey, Jason. What's up?
Good. Nothing. Good. Nothing. We're recording, just so you know. I'll send it to you when we're done, and then you can take it apart or do whatever you want. Yeah. I don't know how much time you have, but, you know, we can finish it later.
I don't have a whole lot of time, but...
Okay. How much time do you have?
Like 15 minutes, maybe?
15 minutes?
Yeah.
That's plenty. Okay, so here's what I'm thinking, right? I do want to... do the Mother's Day show just the way you said. Make it something our mothers would be able to listen to. Doesn't mean we have to be 100% clean, but we can't, you know.
No.
We know, we'll probably stay away from the, you know, midget nun porn jokes and the penises in general, right? Just, you know, we'll lay off the penis.
And maybe not like point blank diarrhea in your face.
Yeah, that kind of thing. Yeah, yeah. Something they wouldn't mind listening to. But I still have... So, but with that in mind, I have ideas that would be appropriate to Mother's Day that they would not want us to... they would not want to hear. And I want to get that out of my system. And then I started thinking, you know, maybe... Because what I want to do is talk about motherfuckers. Maybe we should call Father's Day Motherfuckers Day, because it technically is... And then, like, you know, that could be our Father's Day show or content for it. That's why I hit record, because you're going to hear me talk about motherfuckers.
I had a feeling when you texted me that since the content, what you called your filth, that you needed to spew.
I needed to spew filth, yes.
You know. I was afraid that maybe it had something to do with mothers, because that's kind of, I don't know, that's a lot of the filth that we've been spewing lately.
Yeah.
It's actually Mother's Day.
Yeah.
And I suggested that we do something, you know.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then you were like, but my filth is is mother related. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I figured, yeah, you had. I mean, what did you have specific ideas? You said you need to spew filth.
Okay, yeah. So okay, motherfuckers. Right. First of all, let's start here, and then whenever you need to go, that's fine. We'll start here. So you were saying that you wanted to, you know, sort of rise above or evolve away from or add to your repertoire less. Of, I think the phrase you used, less of a mother fuck your mama-thon type stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you ever watch Last Week Tonight with John Oliver on HBO Sundays at 8 p.m. Central?
Actually, every time.
I don't know what time it's on. Okay, so you saw the – did you see the most recent one?
About, yeah, I believe so. Remind me, what was he talking about?
Lethal injections.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
I saw that.
And you know how he – for that thing, the whole thing
was – why you shouldn't fuck your mom is exactly. Because it's fucking your mom.
Yeah, exactly. And when I saw that, I immediately thought of you, because if John Oliver, who's won, what, like 100 Emmys? Okay, I don't know if he's won. I don't know if he's won any, but he should. He should win them all. Even like he should win Best Supporting Actress in a Drama with a Monkey. Even though he's never done that, he should win that award because the guy's a genius. Or his writers are. He's probably responsible for hiring them. Anyway, the point is, if he can talk motherfucking, right? Why can't we? That's what I'm, and so that was topic one for the motherfucker show. That's what this is. This is the motherfucker show.
All right. Well, for the motherfucker show, let me tell you that the whole thing with, you know, Chrissy Harman telling me I need to branch out and me actually considering it, I want you to know that me considering that is different from me executing it
or even
wanting to.
Look, I don't have a problem with...
What I thought was funny is that maybe the last two episodes, just talking about it, ended up being an amusing set piece for humor in my mind. Because I knew that there's no way I'm going to really get away from it, nor do I really want to. Because it makes me laugh.
Yeah, that's the whole point, right? Yeah.
But just to sit there and talk about... I think it goes along with just the self-deprecation of our show. And you know, that's lots of humorists do the self-deprecation thing. It's a, you know, it's like a main ingredient. It's a staple.
It's a trope.
Ingredients. Yeah, it's a trope. It is.
Yeah.
But it's something that I think is funny. And when we get in just us talking about, oh, geez, we really need to. You know, I need to stop fucking your mom so much.
Yeah.
Like, that put a smile on my face. And just to sit around. Of course, it's a black meta fuckhole because I'm just sitting at, guess what? In my attempt to, in me exploring that I should stop talking about it, we delve deeper into your mama's asshole.
It's a black meta fuckhole.
Sorry, slow on the draw there. Yeah, that's our show is meta. You're not only talking about branching out. You're talking about branching out, which I'm now talking about, you're talking about branching out. And all of it is laced with motherfucking. And so that is the essence of our show. You made this for me.
It's a black motherfucker.
Which I really, really love. And then this one. Which I also love. If you can make me a motherfucking meta button, I would use that too, because that's what we are. So yes, I agree, it's probably worth thinking about branching out. But branching out does not mean erasing. If we're going to evolve from Australopithecus or whatever our ancient ancestor is, doesn't mean
Australopithecus,
whatever it is, I don't know, doesn't mean we need to abandon the bones to the creationists. And now that analogy was motherfucking terrible and didn't work at all, but that's what we're going to do. Okay, next topic. Mother's Day, right?
Mother's Day.
Mother's Day. Now, I'm going to try to be as offensive as possible right now. That's my goal. I mean, it's not my goal, like to be offensive, all you got to do is just, I don't know, anything you say, you can add, like, your mom fucking a goat on the end, and it's more offensive. That's not what I'm going to do. I'm not just going
to
say.
Is it fair to say that you are not going to hold back?
Yeah, I'm not going to hold back.
No filter.
Yeah.
On yeah. your tendency, yeah. your urge toward obscenity and yeah. Maybe even insult.
Exactly. Mostly insult. I mean, there's no filter, and that includes a filthy filter. I'm not putting on a filthy filter just to be filthy. I'm not, because you could do that, right? You could just take any old regular story and add a filthy filter, and it's gratuitous filth, right? Like,
so you're telling me you're going to have no filter.
No filter. Yeah, I like that. Yeah. I mean, here's one, like, I'm going to practice using a filter. So it's like, once upon a time, there was a girl, and her name was Goldilocks, and she walked into this house, and she thought about the time her uncle finger banged a cow, and then she saw some porridge, right? So that's I added filth to it, right? It's just the regular old story. I added filth, right? Because I said finger bang. I'm not doing that right now. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. So, would you agree that? Would you agree that if a man gets a woman pregnant, then she becomes a mother? If she doesn't have the baby, maybe not. But let's just say he has sex with a woman and she becomes a mother. So he's a motherfucker, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's just boom.
That's the fundamentals.
That's the fundamentals. Do you agree? It's like even if he just fucked her the one time and got her pregnant and never fucked her again, he's still a motherfucker, right?
Yeah, the motherfuckamentals.
That's the motherfuckamentals. And I'm sure someone could come along and say, no, that's not how it works. She wasn't a mother when she fucked him. I say, yeah, but, you know, if you look at space and time as like a flat circle, okay, then everything, there's no before, there's no after, there's no, what do you call it, a cause and effect, right? So
any woman that becomes a mother has always been a right. mother for yes. eternity.
Yeah. And any man who fucks a woman who was always a mother has always been a motherfucker, right? Right? So even mm-hmm. Even before he fucked her, he was a motherfucker. He was like a motherfucker potentialist or something. Anyway, this is what I'm getting at. So that means that God is a motherfucker, right? Because he got Mary pregnant, right? So God's a motherfucker, mm-hmm. right?
No doubt.
No doubt. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm come totally on board with you.
All right, go. No, yeah, God,
I've always known that God was a motherfucker.
God is anyway. A motherfucker. And
the way that you've explained it was really eloquent.
Well, thank you. And when you think about it, I mean, God is supposed to be the omnipresent, omniscient, omnipotent being, so he's motherfuck me present. He's what I'm getting at is he definitely because he knows everything he sees the past and the future and he knows everything. For him, time really is a flat circle, right? Like he's sitting there going, all right, I need to put some firmament together and this is all going to lead to me fucking a woman who's going to be a mom. So I'm going to put together a motherfucking he's always been a motherfucker. So everything he does is motherfucking. Like, you should call it like, and God motherfucking created the earth. And God said, let there be some motherfucking light.
Because he's always been fuck your momny present.
He's always been fuck your momny present. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's another topic. So, okay, I got more. Do you have time? Because you need to go. I can do this later.
No, I'm having fun. Okay. I didn't expect to be recording a show right now, but right, it's a delight. So what do you got for me? What's next?
Okay, here's the next thing. Speaking of motherfuckers, now we all know that if you mess something up or mess someone up, you fuck them, right? You fuck them.
Yeah.
Right? Like, what happened to Steve? Oh, I fucked him. Yeah? Yeah, I took his carburetor. Or whatever. I don't know if you just take carburetor.
Damn, that's a harsh example, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I fucked him. Right? So fucked
him over.
If you do something, so what I'm getting at is the Republicans in our country fuck women. Like they fuck them, right? They like in Georgia, they just passed a law that says if you have an abortion,
they figuratively fuck them.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's always... Fuck doesn't mean fuck anymore. I mean, I was using it in terms of, like, sex fucking before, but now it's just... Fuck can mean anything, right? Like, you could say, hey, you know, what do I do now? Do I stir the pasta? Yeah, fuck. Just fuck with it. And then you go and you stir it, and now the pasta's not going to get sticky, okay? Just fuck
right,
with
and
it.
This is beyond, like, literal and figurative at this
right,
point.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah.
Fuck really means everything, noun, verb, however you're using
it. Yeah, we know that's right.
It really means that. It has several meanings.
Yeah.
Beyond figurative meanings and literal meanings.
Right.
No, so, they're all literal meanings. Like, well fuck with that thing.
Exactly.
Like, oh,
yeah.
Man, I'm so fucked.
Yeah,
or even if you use it as a punctuation mark, like, you know what, man? Fucking, I just need to, like...
I just love that.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Fuck,
you know what,
has
man?
Become its own thing.
It is. It's its own language it's its own language. It's a one word language. Fuck is a one word language. Okay. And okay. Right. And you know, at the risk of going off on a tangent, I guess that means if fuck is a one word language, then everything is fucked. And everything is fucking, so everything is a fucker, and that would be including the things that it fucks, which includes mothers, so everything is a motherfucker. Okay, fine, whatever. So that takes a little bit of the poignancy out of me saying that Republicans are motherfuckers because everything is a motherfucker. I'm a motherfucker, you're a motherfucker, this can of Diet Pepsi I'm drinking is a motherfucker.
But you want to focus on, you want to kind of put some guide rails on this conversation and focus on the motherfuckiness of Republicans.
Yeah, because there's some good motherfucking, like that, those are some motherfucking good ribs, right? Or goddamn motherfuck Tool's new album's coming out on August 30th. I'm so motherfucker excited. You know, that's
like, oh man, yeah. Maynard James Keenan.
Motherfuck.
What a motherfucker.
Yeah, those are good motherfuckers, but people who fuck women are not good motherfuckers. They're bad motherfuckers. And the Republicans are.
And they're not good bad motherfuckers. Because, like, Jules from Pulp Fiction is a bad motherfucker in a good way. So there's good bad motherfuckers. And there's bad motherfuckers.
Right.
And those would be Republic fuckers.
There's the Republic. Those mother Republic fuckers. Mother Republic fuckers are shit asses.
Anyway, I'm spinning you off of
that's kind of it's fine. It's this is the whole point. The thing is that they just passed a law in Georgia that says that if you have an abortion after 6 weeks, we can put you in jail for murder, and that includes if you miscarried and we think you did it on purpose. Even if you go out of the state to do it, when you come back, we're still going to charge you with murder, right? And 6 weeks is nothing. Like you have known a lot of women in your life. Joe, tell me this. Have you ever had sex with a woman and then she said, uh-oh, I missed my period, but then she got her period later?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's happened to you a lot of times, right?
Well, it's happened to me before.
Okay, yeah, it's happened to me too.
I'll say more than once.
It's happened to me too, and I'm not like trying to cast aspersions on anybody because I don't think, you know, what I'm going to say is that chances are what happened is she did get pregnant and then she miscarried, because that happens a lot. It's completely normal. It's actually very natural. It happens a lot, and pretty much every woman who is sexually active with any kind of regular basis is probably going to experience that. It's going to happen, and if you believe in God and you believe he created us, that's how he created us. He's the one who's aborting fetuses left and right. So fuck you.
Absolutely.
People for saying.
Some would say that it is. It's God's will.
Yeah.
He's
the one.
Your momnipotent.
He's fuck your momnipotent. And he's fucking up. He's keeping women from being moms. He's like, I'm such a motherfucker that I'm even going to un-mommy fuck some women by giving them miscarriages. But that's really creepy and sad, and that's not what I'm going for here. I'm going for the fact that if a woman is like, her boss comes up to her and her boss goes, hey, Linda, you need to go to Atlanta because I need you to go talk to Shane in the receiving department because he's saying that you can't Sigma 6 the materials, for, you know, that kind of bullshit, right? And she's like, okay, sure. So she's like, hey, she goes home and says, hey, honey, I got to go to Atlanta tomorrow. And he's like, all right, cool, let's fuck. And so they fuck. And then she goes on a plane. She goes to Atlanta. So she's there. And she goes to Shane. She says, Shane, what the fuck? And Shane goes, I know, but thing and deal and whatever. And she's like, okay, cool. And then she's there for a couple more days. And then she comes home, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then she fucks her husband again, whatever. He fucks her. They fuck. Or maybe they just masturbate. I don't know. The point is then she misses her period. And she's like, oh, fuck. Okay. And then... Mm-hmm. And then she misses another one, and she's like, oh, fuck. And then she gets her period back. Like, it comes back, okay? Now, she probably miscarried, but she was in Georgia, which means Georgia can now say, hey, yo, we're investigating you. You miscarried longer than past 6 weeks, so... You are a murderer. They can do that. That's the law in Georgia now. Fuck those people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
They're motherfuckers.
That's a terrible, terrible.
They force women to have babies that they can't have, right? They'll do that. They'll be like, yeah, this baby is going to die as soon as it's born. And the mom will die too. Well, you know, law's law, so she's got to have it. They fuck mothers. They fuck them. They're motherfuckers. Republicans are motherfuckers.
Yeah, they fuck them with the long arm, the long dong of the law.
The long dong of the law, yeah. And so I don't think there are enough people who listen to our show for this to ever be effective. But one, boycott Georgia. Two, boycott Republicans. If
both.
There are
– No more Georgia.
Right.
And no more Republicans.
Right.
Don't support them in any way.
Well, no, I mean you
have some that are loved ones.
I'm just saying don't fuck them. That's what I'm saying. If you know somebody if you're in Georgia, don't fuck. And if you know and if you're fucking a Republican, stop fucking that Republican. Unless you're going to fuck him up, which you're allowed to do. You can fuck him up. And if it's a female Republican, well that's just fucking stupid. So, I mean, it's like why would you
be? You can still fuck people that are from Georgia. Right. We don't want to ban Georgians.
We don't
want to do that. We have friends.
No. You just don't fuck in Georgia.
Right.
Right. Like if you want to fuck somebody who's in Georgia, go grab them, drive to Alabama, like go at it in a rest stop or something, and then you can then go back. Just don't do it in Georgia. Is what I'm saying.
All right. I'm with you.
Right. And again, and don't fuck Republicans. Any of them anywhere. Georgia, Alabama, Texas, New York, Canada. If you and your Republican lover are on a plane and you go to Singapore and you get off the plane and your Republican boyfriend says, "Hey, let's fuck." You know what you should do? Say, "Okay," but you're not going to fuck him. So he say, "Okay, here before we do, your breath stinks. Eat, chew this chewing gum, right?" And then he'll start chewing it, and boom, arrested because you can't chew gum in Singapore. It's against the law. And you avoided fucking that motherfucker. And I don't know why a woman would be in the Republican Party. That would be like if I joined the, hey, we're going to start a party where our whole platform is based on kicking Jason in the balls. Why would I join that party? Why would I do that?
Yeah, they're not voting for their own interests at that point.
No, they're not.
Have you ever had sex with a Republican? We don't have to go into this.
Let's see.
You don't have to go into that ever again. Neither do I. But
you've had sex with literally two orders of magnitude, maybe three women that I have had. So this will be easy for me to go through. First one is not. Second one, no. Third one, probably not. No. I'm gonna say no. She's a social worker, so no. Of course not. She would not be a no.
That's three.
Yes, three, four.
So you can count these women on your genitals.
Well, no, because I only got the one genitals. Oh, I got a couple more. Then there's that one. Nope. Well, that one. Yeah, maybe. I don't think so, though. I mean, she was married once, and her husband was in the armed forces. He was in the Air Force, and they're the most liberal. So probably not. And then fifth one, she's just fucking crazy. So probably not. So no, I don't think I fucked a Republican. Have you ever fucked a Republican?
You know what? I think I probably have.
Yeah. When you've banged that many chicks, dude, you have definitely fucked Republican. Here's my other question.
Actually, I'm thinking of specific women that, well, now that I think back, I wasn't concerned about it at the time, but I think I have had sex with Republicans.
Okay.
But I'm never going to do that again. And it reminds me of this funny thing from Curb Your Enthusiasm where Larry David, I think he was in some sort of, or he was like courting some woman, and then he found out that she was a Republican. And like she was, and he was like, "Oh God!" And she's really trying to fuck him, and he couldn't go through with it.
Yeah.
And then he talks to his big friend, what's his name, guy that Jeff Garland plays, and Jeff Garland was like, "Who gives a fuck?" He's like, "I would have fucked her with a W. Bush mask on."
Well, good for good.
Like that. Hey, guy. But I'm not like that. I'm more like Larry David. It's me and my wife now.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Really, that would, if I were on the dating scene.
Yeah,
that's a deal breaker, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I can't, and I don't care how hot the woman is. I'm not like Jeff Garland. I'm like Larry David in that circumstance. You reminded me of something. I want to pull up the notes here because it's you're talking about stupid laws and Republicans.
Yep.
And I was thinking about. I found myself on Mike Pence.
Now, there's a motherfucker. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he's a motherfucker. Jesus Christ. Like, for real. Yeah. He's all about Jesus Christ. And I found myself reading through his Wikipedia page and then, like, and then becoming aware of what I was doing. I was like, I really thought this, too. I was like, stop looking at his page. Don't even think about him. Like, that's how bad. Suddenly, I was like, God, this guy's terrible. Yeah. And one of the things, this is what my notes
you know what
say.
That's like. Said, you know what that's like. That's like you're walking through a barn and you're like you're reading a book on your e-reader. So you got your or maybe your phone. No, you're on your phone. You're on Tinder on your phone. You're walking through a barn. You're on Tinder. Which way do you swipe when you don't want to hook up? Left or right? I always forget.
You slurf left.
You slurf left. That's right. So you're slurfing left. You're walking through a barn. And then you stop and you're like, oh, this one looks interesting. And you put your hand out, your other hand out to rest, like, you know, to lean. And your hand is on a cow and you're not really thinking about it. And then you're looking at this profile and you think you might be able to do it. And your hand just, because you know you're one of those people who hands are always moving, right? You know what I mean? And then your hand just sort of kind of starts going around the cow's asshole, right? Whatever. But, you know, it's there. And then, you know, you're like, okay, I don't know about this one, maybe. And your hand, your finger goes
and you're
in.
You're paying attention to your phone.
You're paying attention to your phone. You're not even
fidgeting with a cow's ass.
You're fidgeting with a cow's ass.
It.
And you just, your fingers go in maybe a little bit. And then you say, you know what? I think I want to swipe right. And then you swipe right. And then you take a step, but you can't move because you're up to your elbow in the cow's ass. That's what looking at Mike Pence's Wikipedia page is like.
Yeah, suddenly your entire arm is in a cow's asshole.
Yeah. Okay, sorry.
Well, look, I had to write this down because something occurred to me. And the notes say, the item says, the stupidest fucking thing I've ever heard in my goddamn life.
Yeah? I want to hear it.
Yeah.
I want to hear the stupidest thing I'm going to ever hear in my goddamn life. Motherfuck.
Well, and then I open the item and it says, the solution to any problem being teen sexual abstinence.
Wait a minute. He said that's the solution to any problem?
No, just the notion. I want to clarify. The notion that you can solve any problem, especially a social problem, by demanding teens not have sex. That, like, you know what, guys? Everybody gather around. I've got a really good idea. The problem that we have here is STDs. And pregnancy. I've got the solution. And again, this is, I'd like to preface this. This is the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard.
In your goddamn life.
And then he declares and he goes, I think that all teens should not have sex. That's the solution. What do you guys think? Think it'll work?
And they all probably said, what about oral?
No.
What about anal?
No.
Hand jobs.
All of those things could lead to sex. And just morally, they're worse. Normal vaginal sex is better if you're married. Actually, if you're married, you got to stay away from the oral and the anal too.
What about?
But you missed my point. My point is the solution to this problem of STDs and teen pregnancy is that teens should stop fucking. That's a pretty good solution, right?
What about masturbating?
Just tell them to stop. That, by the way, this is how we make it happen.
Yeah.
We look the teenagers square in the eye and we tell them, you should stop fucking.
Well, okay. You are right. That's dumb. That is very, very dumb. I love doing analogies. That's like going up to a cow and saying, you should stop shitting. There's a methane problem. You're the cause. Stop shitting. And cow will not stop shitting. It probably shit more. It will shit
because you gave it
bullshit. And it's like, well, I got to get rid of this bullshit with extra shit.
It's screaming at the sky to stop being blue.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Telling teens to not have sex.
But it's more than that. You see, Mike Pence, he posits this as an actual solution. And he sticks to his guns.
Yeah.
Rejecting all other solutions.
Yeah. Well, you know what he's doing because he's a motherfucker. This is what he's doing.
Oh, by the way, it isn't his idea.
No,
but he really liked it.
No, what he's doing is this is what the GOP does in general. And this is not a political podcast or a political episode. This is about society and because we live in a society. What Pence and his other asshole motherfuckers do is they say, okay, this is a problem, and they're wrong. That's not the problem. The problem is something else. But they'll say, that's the problem, and here's the solution. And then they walk away knowing that that solution won't work to solve their fake problem. But now, anytime that fake problem rears its head, they don't have to take any responsibility whatsoever. They don't have to address its repercussions in the slightest because they said they had a solution. It's now your fault. I gave you the solution. I've done everything that I need to do morally and ethically.
Should be abstinent from sexual activity. I told you that that's what needs to happen. And because it isn't happening, of course the problem still exists. Duh.
Yeah.
But see, what you're saying is they know it's not a solution, and then that makes them liars. I'd have even like a little bit more respect. I guess this is debatable, but I would – if he really believed it, I'd have at least a little bit more respect for him. But
no.
I think you're right. I don't think he fucking believes it.
He doesn't believe it. He just says it so he doesn't have to deal with it anymore.
Spewing filth.
Yeah. Because if you know – Two horses are fucking each other, and the horse gets pregnant. You don't say, oh, well, you know what? It's not the horse's fault. Neither horse, because they can't help but do that. So we must help this horse have its baby, and we must raise it so that it can run races and win its money, right? That's what it is. But when people do it, they're like, well,
we
I don't want
to put this condom on the horse, this condom that is the size of a knee-high sock.
Or they'll,
this is for the horse, for the horse's own good.
It's for the or they'll geld the horse, right? Is that what it's called when you chop off its wiener so it can't have any more? So it can't. I don't know.
Gelded?
Yeah, I don't know all the horse terms, but so they have to do it. But what Republicans want to do is say, hey, we want you to have babies, but we don't want to take care of them. So what we're going to do is tell you to not have sex so that if you do, you broke our rule. So now we don't owe you anything, even though they know these kids are going to have sex. And like I said, STDs and pregnancy are not the problem. STDs are not good. Some people don't want to be pregnant. That's true. But those are just symptoms of the problem. And the problem is a lack of education and a society that does not offer contraception the way it offers really shitty TV and sugary snacks. Like, any asshole can watch as much shitty TV and eat as many sugary snacks as he wants, and the government will even pay for it. But God forbid you should want to wrap your rascal before you rape a... Okay, whatever.
I was really hoping for another R word.
Yeah, I was...
You disappointed me, but...
But if you want to, God forbid, you should want to wrap your rascal before you ravish a really raunchy romantic partner. I know. I'll work on it.
Ah, no, you've redeemed yourself.
Okay.
Good job.
But yeah, like I said, the problem is and telling people not to fuck won't get rid of the problem of lack of education and access to contraception. It won't do that. And so that's why they shift it to STDs. I agree with you, Joe, but I am really, really digressing because I got one more point, and it might take up the rest of the show. I hope it does. Okay, so
I ask you, am I way louder than you? I turned up the gain on this thing.
No.
And I've been yelling a lot.
No, you seem fine. I'm going to send this to you when you're done so you can chop it up as you like, and you can have fun with it. You know, do it.
You want to do weird shit like do the whole intro and then do an outro and make it a fucking whole episode?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a good idea.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so
That to you, but you're on a roll here.
Okay.
Let's hear your third point. That is the filth that you needed to spew.
Okay,
and
so
by the way, I texted you back and I said, I need your spew or something.
That's what you said, yeah. Like yeah, I need your filth. You did. Yeah. So let's just
thank you. Anyway.
We'll just real quick recap. One, I think Father's Day should be called Motherfucker's Day.
That's obvious.
Yeah. Two, I want to talk about motherfucking because Mother's Day is coming up. I guess that's one. And then two is Father's Day should be Motherfucker's Day. And then three is God's a motherfucker. And then four is in a good way, in a neutral way, right? I mean, God doesn't exist.
Then,
so.
And then Republicans are motherfuckers.
Republicans are motherfuckers. I guess what it was that 3.5 was everybody's a motherfucker. And then everything's a motherfucker. And then let's go away from the good motherfuckers and talk just about one of the bad motherfuckers, which is Republicans. Okay. That's all of them. All right. Let's recap.
And it's bad, bad motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Not
it's
the
yeah,
good
bad.
Kind of bad
yeah.
motherfucker.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. So here's the thing that actually started all of this in my mind. All of this in my mind. Because you sent me a text saying, hey, let's do this and let's do this. You want to do this? And I said, yeah, let's do this. And then I said, or we could do a Mother's Day episode. And then as soon as I did that, I started thinking about, okay, what am I going to do for extra, right? Am I going to write a Larco ad? And I started thinking about, you know, because it can't just be like, hey, let's hear Hallmark. It's buy some cards. You know, I don't want to do it. I want to be ironic. So I started thinking about MILF porn, right? Because that's mothers, right? And that just
right. So your mind went directly to filth, and then you're like,
no,
okay,
hey,
well,
let's be clear
with the cleanish episode
yeah.
would be the Mother's Day episode.
Let's be clear. MILF porn would not jibe with the episode that we would want our moms to hear. But MILF mm-hmm. porn is not filth. Porn's not filth.
Rhymes with filth, kind of.
MILF rhymes with filth. Yeah, a little bit. But it's not filth.
Filthy MILFs are just MILFy.
Filthy MILFs are MILFy. MILFy.
Yep.
Yeah, filthy MILFs are MILFy.
Say that 10 times and ejaculate.
Yeah, I probably would. But yeah, MILF porn is just, I mean, you've seen it. I don't know how often you see it. I like it. I look at it a lot. I told my therapist on day one, literally day one, I said to my therapist, I like MILF porn. And my, I did.
You sat down and said, well, where do we begin? How was your week? I like MILF porn.
I like MILF porn. Now, I didn't start off that way, but I did say, I'm not ashamed of it. I think, you know, I like MILF porn. And I started thinking that we could do a whole show about MILFers Day or MILF Day or you know, Mother's Day, right? MILF porn, right? I just wanted to talk about it. I think that like, okay, so here we go. Every single person who has sex with a MILF is a motherfucker, right?
Indeed.
You could call it motherfucker porn, right? You uh-huh. could say that going back to God.
There we go.
We could go back to God. We could say, hey, if time's a flat circle and I've always been a motherfucker and you and Mary has always been a mother, then you pretty much made Mary a MILF. Mary, Mother of Jesus, is a MILF.
Yep.
Yep. I mean.
And since it's all recorded in God's mind's eye.
In the Bible.
That is MILF porn.
Boom.
Eternal.
Oh, I didn't even think about that, but I need to change my underwear. Joe, you're so right. The Bible is literally MILF porn, which is super ironic because I love MILF porn, but I do not like the Bible. Or let's be clear. The Bible's okay. I don't think it's very well written, but what are you going to do? There's a lot of shitty writing out there. it's not the Bible so much as what people do with it. You get these preachers and, hey, Republicans who pick up this MILF porn and they wave it around saying, this is why men can have butt sex. And I'm just like, it's MILF porn. It's got nothing to do with gays having butt sex. What's wrong with you, moron? Right? But it's the same thing as when they don't let teenagers, they tell teachers, don't screw. It's not because they don't think the teenagers are going to screw. It's because they've given a solution. And since you don't want to do it, it's your fault. And the same with the gay porn. They're like, or the gay sex is like, well, we told you you can't do it. So if you do it, we get to be mad at you. It's like, well, you picked up a book of MILF porn. I could pick up a goddamn, you know, R.L. Stine Goosebumps book and say, this book says Republicans can't wear shoes. So if you wear shoes, you're an asshole. I mean, it's just, it's arbitrary, right?
But it is blowing my mind that
the Bible
you've convinced
porn.
Me that the Bible is MILF porn.
Yeah, it's MILF porn. And when you come right down to it, Christianity is a MILF porn cult, right? Because Christianity is the entity of Christ, right? It's Christ. Christ, he had to be born. He had to be stapled to a tree, and he had to die, and then he had to come back, and it all starts with God fucking Mary, right? And I think we've talked about this before. If he didn't give her an orgasm, basically that's rape. God's a motherfucking rapist, but I don't want to go down that rabbit hole right now. My point is, and although if God gives you an orgasm, if there was a God and he gave me an orgasm, or she or it, I would be like, yeah, I might go to church now, because that would be really good. Unless it wasn't, right? How suicidal would you become if, like, you got an orgasm from God and it was just like, eh. It's like, that's it? That's all I get? It dribbled out. It didn't even spurt. It dribbled out. The fuck? I would be upset.
Dude, God is responsible for all orgasms.
Yeah. All motherfucking
earth-shattering
orgasms.
Earth-shattering ones and very disappointing ones. Rape was clearly his idea.
Yeah, he invented
it. It's all over the place.
Yeah.
And he created everything. So yeah. Boom. Not only he's the original rapist.
Yeah. Yep.
The original rapist.
Well,
and
I don't know if when he raped Mary, there'd probably been a lot of other rapes up to that point. Unless you're going to say, like, well, whoever raped, he was God was in him. And yeah, so you're right. I mean, he's the original everything.
Was
he's
man
also
created in the image of God. Maybe this is something that was left out of the Bible. If man was created in the image of God, then
God has a dick.
That means all of the rapists were in his image.
Yeah.
And so they were just carbon copies of the original rapist. Now, he maybe never got around to the first recorded rape
right. In
the eternal MILF porn that is the Bible.
Yeah. But he was there for the big one. The one that made them change books. The one that made them change the holy day, right? Used to be rest on the seventh day. And then Jesus is like, well, I'm going to get killed on a Sunday. No, he got killed on a Friday. I'm going to come back on a Sunday. And they change it. I mean, that's huge, right? It all started with a motherfucker. And right? It did. It started with the motherfucking. The whole Christianity thing. It started with the motherfucking. And
God said, let there be motherfucker.
Right. And yes, you're right. He could be the original rapist because he's one with everything, which means he's all the original everything. He was the first person to rape. He was the first person to win a Grammy for a best rap song. He was the first person to stick his hand up a cow's ass. He was the first person to eat peanut butter, right? He's first of everything, right? So he's the first rapist. He's the first motherfucker. And
he's the first gangster rapper. He was the first gangster rapist.
Exactly. And he was the first person to, you know, do a podcast. Motherfucker.
Well, so now I think.
But anyway, I want to. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
I was going to say, we've come full circle here.
Well, no, we haven't. First of all, we haven't come full circle because what I wanted to do was spend time talking about MILF porn by itself.
Okay.
I mean, the intro, this has all just been like, not even intro, not even a forward, but a preface to MILF porn. And we couldn't do a whole episode about MILF porn. I mean, we could, and I'd like to someday. And when we're not talking, I'm probably going to look at some MILF porn. But
and I think when we get a little bit older, we should move on to the GILF porn, because clearly we'll both be way into that pretty soon.
Well, okay, so
it's the natural next step, man.
Yeah, yeah. Well, okay. I am of an age such that people I went to high school are now grandparents. That's literally true. And some of those people, well, okay, I'm sure some of them are attractive. I actually haven't seen them, but
if people that I went to high school with are of an age where they could be grandparents, I'm certain that there are other people who are my age who could be grandparents, and there's got to be some that are attractive. So yeah, guilt porn. But let's get what I want to do is talk specifically. I wanted to get away from this sort of analysis, meta analysis of like this. I wanted to name MILF porn actresses. I wanted to name MILF porn titles. I wanted to name MILF porn scenarios. I wanted to get into the nitty gritty.
The fact that the Bible is a MILF porn is not really what you planned on delving into. You want to get into the specifics of what we all know as MILF porn.
Well, I did want to.
The stars of it, perhaps the production of it, your enjoyment of it.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was getting at is because it's like I did want to get to all those other points, and it was great, and I still value that discussion. It's given me a lot of insight. The idea, and it was you, not me, so kudos to you. You're the genius. The idea that the Bible is MILF porn is just so sweet. Like, it just makes me so happy that we got there.
And if a Christian asked me, do you believe in God? And I'm like, yes, and I believe that God is fuck your mom nipotent.
Fuck your mom nipotent. Nailed it. And so I'm glad that'll happen, but we have like 15 minutes left if you still got time, because we've been doing this for 45 now.
My wife's going to be angry at me because I was supposed to have a brief conversation and then come back in and watch a movie with her. So
You're fucked.
In trouble here. Yeah. Have you ever right back in?
Have you ever?
Tell me about MILF porn.
Okay, have you ever fucked a mom, to your knowledge? Like, you've had sex with thousands of women, so one of them probably was a mom.
True. Yes, I'm a motherfucker.
Okay, so you're a motherfucker. And I am
was
too.
A motherfucker.
Okay, yeah,
I
was.
No
yeah.
long.
Well, no.
Well, because of the flat circle, I will always be one. And I always was.
Yeah. And me too. I obviously, I have a wife and I have a child, and therefore, motherfucker.
I'm glad that we've established that we're both motherfuckers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I would never deny it. Do I embrace it? Yeah, I guess so. Because that's what I was going to say. MILF porn. A lot of times they'll use MILF as a MILF is a descriptor for any woman who's over the age of like 25, which is ridiculous, right? MILF now means somebody who's not a hot young sorority girl, right? It's like, well, she's in her 30s.
If you're 30, then you're a MILF.
Yeah, even if
you have a child or not,
exactly, really, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so. So when it's just like that, they can call them a MILF, but they're not really a MILF. But if they play up the MILFiness of it, like there are women in their 30s who don't look like they're in their 30s. They look like they're a lot younger, right? And I personally don't put any value on how young a person looks. So I'm not trying to say they look better. I'm just saying they look young. And if they did a porn, you would not watch it because you're into MILFs, even if that person happened to be a mother, right? I mean, let's face it. If you're in the sex industry and you've been in the sex industry for a long time, there's a good chance you are a MILF even at age 20, right? Because you probably had a kid.
Yeah, that's true. I see what you're getting at. But, when it comes to marketing MILF porn and like who you're going to cast as a MILF, it has very little to do with whether or not they're a mom.
Right.
Some moms are very young, and some more mature ladies don't have children. But I know what I'm looking for when I'm looking for MILF porn. Really, it's mature.
Exactly.
Women I'd like to fuck. So it's like a MILF.
A MILF. Yeah, I do
mature
think that
woman I'd like to fuck.
Yeah, I think that the reason why. A person would watch MILF porn, or this you would market the MILF porn is to say, look, we know that you're looking for somebody who doesn't look like a young sorority girl, right? So and also has some maturity, right? And that could be brought about in the porn acting in how she comports herself in terms of like her, she knows what she wants, she can tell people what to do, you know, the authority kind of aspect of it, right? She's got experience, and the irony is that even though her body allegedly looks less sexy, she wants sex more than the sexy people do, right?
And that's she's more of a sexual artist.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
And she has skill.
Right. And so that what it comes down to is like if we say that we are attracted to all the artifices of sexuality, right? Tits and shave this and tight that and all this stuff, that is just that's a very that is not actually being into sex. That's being into the, like, it's like people who collect books but don't read them, right? It's like, oh, I love the way the leather feels and I love the way it smells when I open it, right? It's like, well, yeah, books are awesome regardless of how you experience them. But if you don't even care about what's inside, you're just feeling it, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But let's face it, the best book you ever read has probably got a little bit of wear and tear on it, right? It's got a little bit of this and that. It's got some creases. And you can even find those creases sexually satisfying because you know they're there because it's been well loved, right? And I think that's why I like MILF porn, because I'm looking at a woman who, in the, you know, the, she's an actress, so it could be fake, but I'm looking at a woman who loves sex so much and wants it so much that she's willing to keep doing it, even though the world has told her, hey, you probably shouldn't be doing this. You're a mom. And that's why I love it. That's why I love MILF porn. These are confident women. These are strong women. They know what they want, right?
That was a touching treatise.
Well, I think that's why it's appropriate for MILF's Day, or Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Right?
All
right,
so I figured it out.
Okay.
What we're going to do, I realize that we've been talking for almost an hour anyway. Yeah. This is going to be the pre-motherfucker show, or the pre-Mother's Day show, which will be the motherfucker show. Well, the Father's Day will be the motherfucker show. So right. We need to come up with a new name for what this is. And really what it is what we were texting about earlier, which is we needed to get things off of our chest. We needed to spew this filth, even though I think a lot of it was kind of profound. I don't want to call it all filth. But we needed to get this episode off of our chest so then tomorrow we can come to the recording and record a Mother's Day show that our mothers could listen to and be proud of, and maybe even we could even say some touching things that won't make our moms and the moms that we love that might love the show, that won't make those people turn the show off and barf.
Exactly. Yes. I'm getting close to the mic now because I'm typing on my keyboard because I want to end with names of famous MILF porn actors and actresses. I don't really like the word actress. They're all actors. It shouldn't be gender specific. But, you know, in this case, if ever there was a an occupation where gender is very specific, it would be porn, right? So I'll put in famous MILF porn stars. And
make the MILF porn, like, give me some, get diverse there too. Like, I don't want just, you know, older white ladies. Like, give me some.
Okay.
I'd like.
We'll tell you what.
Creamy MILF chocolate.
Yeah, no, I'm going to get down to it. So, and you tell me if you've heard of them. That's really what I wanted to do. So, yeah, okay. So, have you heard of Kendra Lust from Ann Arbor, Michigan?
No.
How about Brandy Love from Raleigh, North Carolina? Brandy Love.
That sounds familiar. I want to go ahead and tell you, though, I don't usually, when I'm smacking my meat, I don't quote unquote read names.
Okay, well, I do. So if you haven't heard of them, that's fine. But Brandy Love, I think I would put her at number one, not in terms of my favorite, but definitely number one in terms of like most famous MILF star. But here's the thing about Brandy, not to go off on this tangent, but she is a hardcore Trump supporter. Okay, I said it. Let's move on. Lisa Ann, I'm another one I'm not very familiar with. She is from Easton, Pennsylvania. No? Julie Ann. No. Now, Julie Ann is number one in my book, right? She's been around for a long time. I talked about her on another episode.
You know what? I think when I was in college, I used to watch a lot of porn starring Julie Ann.
Yeah.
Did she start in the like late 90s?
She started in the 80s. Yeah.
Oh, geez.
At 83, 86, something like that. So anyway, Julianne. Okay. Veronica Avalov. And what I like about these pictures is these are like, you know, professional photos either taken at events or for a portfolio of some kind. Like the one for Kendra Lust, she's wearing thigh highs, a very attractive bra. She's crouched. She's leaning against the wall. You don't see any naughty bits, but, you know, it's erotic. The Brandy Love one, same thing. She's in a bra. The Lisa Ann one, she's definitely at some sort of award show, so she's wearing a nice dress. Her boobs are gigantic. Julianne, again, at some sort of award show. Veronica Avlov, though, she's like wearing a low-cut sweater so that the cleavage shows. She's wearing a black skirt. She's got on hose. And she's leaning on a desk, and behind her, it's obvious that she's in an office of some kind. So Veronica is like about to do a, I don't know, if not a MILF scene, at least a secretary scene, right? Here's another one. India Summer, have you heard of her?
Again, sounds familiar. Okay. I think these are names that register briefly. They go straight into my subconscious because I'm whacking it.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
So like I'm not really processing names or right. I'm curious about the actual human beings. That right. sounded terrible.
No.
Continue.
That's fine. If I was really on my game, I would have found out how old all of these. I was going to say beautiful women, but I'd rather say talented because – and we've said this before on a show, and I'm not being facetious. I'm not being sarcastic. We've said this before. Porn actors are talented people. To be able to do what they do and do it that well, it's I think it's a very rare skill.
You have to have like an innate drive.
Yeah, you've got to have
beyond your average human being. We have talked about that.
We have.
What do you know? I think we talked about it on the pornography theme
probably
show.
yeah, so I won't rehash that.
Kind of what this is,
yeah. So I'm going through this list here. This is just one list. Kelly Madison, Francesca Lee, Monica Fuentes, Nina Hartley. Oh, okay. If ever there was, I mean, what a beautiful, beautiful story, right? Nina Hartley is like from the golden age of porn, right? And she just never stopped. And then she's like, well, you know, every stage of porn that I'm in the age for, I'm going to do, right? And so she's up to, and she's definitely old enough to be a grandmother. She could be a gilf, but Nina Hartley, you've heard of her, right?
Yeah, I am familiar with her. Yeah, I can envision her face right now. Yeah. I'm afraid that she is completely, she's a part of my neurological sexual wiring,
yes.
I think. That's how much of her pornography I watched when I was a very young man.
Yeah, she is quintessential porn. A sort of a, I don't say icon, a godmother, avatar. I don't know.
Oh, I can clearly envision her face. Oh, yeah. I just came.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she's done all kinds of things, obviously. And one is, you know, you've seen these, I don't know if you've seen these JOI videos, jerk off instruction, where it's just a woman. I don't know, she probably gay versions too, where she's like telling you what to do, right? And one of the ones I saw with Nina Hartley, what she's doing, it's just so I should play it for you. It's just such a beautiful milfy thing. No, it is, because she's like giving you instruction, like her tone of voice is just so motherly. It's like, okay, I'm going to help you do this. Okay, now I know you like this and you like this. Now do this. And like, you see what's happening here and you're going to do this. And she's just so, it's just so loving and caring and compassionate. And
I don't want to watch that because I don't want to like that and then have to wonder why I liked it.
No, it's just a beautiful thing. Okay, moving on. Sarah J, Vanna Sterling, Carolyn Reese, Darla Crane. I don't know any of these names. Crystal Summers, Diamond Fox, Doozma. Leslie Zen, Shay Fox, Vicky Vett. Okay, here's one. Vicky Vett. I don't know if you've heard of her. She was in XXX Platinum Blondes. She was also in The Pussy Is Not Enough 2. And she's from Norway.
I saw the first one.
Okay.
I heard it just went downhill from there. The Pussy Is Not Enough Part 1 is a classic.
Vicky Vett, the first time I saw her, was on a Naughty America production called... my mom's best friend. No, my best friend's mom. Boom. There we go. It was this whole thing about how guy comes over and say, hey, is Larry here? And the mom's like, no, he's not here. He'll be back in a little while. It's so hot. And then they fuck, right? So that's where I saw her. So she's like,
that type of pornography is still all over the place.
Yeah.
And I find that without looking for it. Easy.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm looking here for some other names that I'm not seeing. Like, I didn't see Lady Fire, probably because she's, you know, straight to... I was going to say, she's straight to video. Like, none of these are going to the film house. Lady Fire. Yeah.
They're not playing at select theaters near you.
Yeah, yeah. They're not. I think we're almost out of time here, but...
I was just going to say, you're just trying to kill time because you sound like the dude from Best in Show that just starts naming nuts. He's got his hound dog next to him.
No, I wanted to give an ostensible
macadamia nut.
I wanted to give like a shout out to MILF porn stars. I wanted to wish them, seriously, I wanted to wish these MILF porn stars a happy Mother's Day. No sarcasm, honestly. If Mother's Day is about honoring mothers, these are mothers, whether they've had kids or not. And I wanted to say, happy Mother's Day, MILF porn stars. I really am thankful for you. Truly and honestly.
Well, I'm sorry for accusing you of killing time. That's really sweet of you, man. Well, and me too. Happy Mother's Day, all you MILF porn actors. We really do appreciate you and what you do.
I appreciate what they do very much. And I'm going to appreciate it when we get done here for about half an hour, maybe 4 or 5 minutes. I have some numbing cream just to make it, you know, last a little bit longer. Any last thoughts, Joe, on Motherfuckers Day, MILFs porn?
I think a good way to cap it, one of my favorite jokes is in this movie. It's a running joke. I think it's Jason Bateman. It's Horrible Bosses.
Yeah.
There's this character called Motherfucker Jones.
Yes.
And it's just such a simple joke, and it just revolves around motherfucker, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like you were saying, look, if John Oliver did a whole bit on fucking your mom, and there's a whole big budget blockbuster movie where they spend a lot of time just spinning this humor out of motherfucker only, because they're just sitting, he's like a gangster. Have you ever seen the movie?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, Jamie Foxx is sitting there. He's a gangster. His name's Motherfucker Jones. So all of them are just casually calling him Motherfucker because that's his first name.
Yeah.
And it's surprisingly effective.
It's funny, yeah.
So I know we've talked a lot about not talking about fucking your mom, but...
Yeah, I needed to do this. Thank you for letting me do this, Joe. I want to give a shout-out to some of my favorite... I want to keep giving shout-outs to my favorite... MILF stars. Jodie West. Familiar with her? She's amazing. I'm not a star fucker. If I see somebody who's famous, I don't approach. I don't want their autograph. I just don't want to bug them, right? If I saw Jodie West, though, I would probably overcome my whatever and go, and not because I'm going to fuck her. I mean, she doesn't know me, but just I want to tell her sincerely and honestly, you do great work. And I'm glad you do it. So Jodie West, she is. Ugh. And then
happy Mother's Day.
No, I'm gonna keep going until the music's done.
Right.
I'm on a porn page now, and I'm looking for, because I can never remember all the names. So there was Jodie West. There's Mrs. Starr, Crazy Housewife Stacy. She's a good one. What's this one's name? I can't remember. Something Fuentes. She's nice. Feel free to jump in and...
Again, I don't know any of their names, but just keep going.
Well, I guess we
give me a few more. I mean, I'm sure there's an endless list. You're going to make it to the end of the Royce-cock. Royce-cop. Royce-cop.
I'm afraid if I click on one of these just to get the name... This is Dirty Redhead Stepmommy Seduces Son. Oh, Penny Pax. There we go. She's so great. She's got bangs.
Penny Pax?
Yeah, Penny Pax. She's got bangs. Her hair is... I like that sort of thing. Let's see. Who else we got here?
Give me some creamy MILF chocolate.
Oh, you want some... okay. I don't know. We got Ebony... Oh, yeah. Here we got Ebony MILF. All right. We got, let's see. They just don't give me any names. Yeah, I'm not doing a very good job. So when you, cut this up, Joe, you can leave this part out if you think it's too stupid.
No, it's okay.
Yeah.
This is a totally impromptu episode.
It is.
We actually made it full length here. I'm surprised.
Yeah, you're going to be in trouble, but go tell your wife, hey... We were talking about motherfuckers. We were talking about MILF porn. And she'd be like, oh, that makes sense, yeah. Right?
Yeah, maybe she'll forgive me.
I'm trying to find this one. Her name is weird, and I really like her a lot because she reminds me of someone. We didn't talk about it in the porn episode when you find a porn star who looks like somebody you know, but that's like, I don't know how you feel about that. It's just Pristine Edge. That's her name. She's
wow.
Great. That's her name, Pristine Edge. And she looks like someone that I know.
Here, to end us off, why don't you give us a couple of real MILF porn movie titles?
My Friend's Mom is a Real Whore.
My Friend's Mom is a Real Whore!